On this battlefield, it's not about money, and it's not about fame. It's all about two things.
That's definitely the pride of winning the Intramural Championship.
It's all about the t-shirts, man. We want that blue t-shirt. We want some bragging rights around this school.
During the past month, the 11 members of the Pat O'Meara Tribute Team, all undergrads, have competed in intramural flag football. The name of the team is a tribute to a former player and roommate of some of the guys. This Thursday, they played in the semifinals against a team made up of mostly graduate students who were stronger, faster, and yes, even grunted louder. This game, similar to all the games the team played throughout the tournament, had a little bit of everything, from blood to laughter, and from sweat to, well, nudity.
Caught the ball, started making a couple moves. People just yelled at me to keep going, and I looked down, and I didn't have my shorts on, and I was in the end zone with my spandex on.
Although Jeff Hoffman's shorts ripped off, the tribute team put on a six-point lead, and Hoffman's run provided momentum and a heavy dose of laughter.
It was a good moment for me, you know. The girls liked it. I liked it. It was great. It was a triumph.
Most of the team members have played together and triumphed for the past 4 years. They regularly make it to the semifinals, but they've never made it to the championship game. This year, the tribute team was determined to change that, and quarterback Bobby Murphy proved it on the next drive when he intercepted a pass and took it into the end zone for another touchdown. The opposing team scored late in the game and then got an interception of its own. But it was the tribute team with the final say, intercepting the ball on the 10-yard line, eventually driving down to score the final points of the game, sending the team to their first championship matchup. Although flag football might not seem as intense as tackle football, a bloody Zach Sayers would disagree.
Basically, it was the first series, and I was on the ground after going for the quarterback and just got chucked by his knee straight to the nose, and it splattered pretty good all over my nice new dry fit.
Even with a little less blood and down one pair of shorts, in the end it was the Pat O'Meara tribute team with the most balanced attack, the smartest defense, and the best teamwork. The team will play against members of a track team for the championship, but their game plan remains the same. Play smart and have fun. And they hope to take home the championship t-shirts and intramural sports' greatest prize, the bragging rights.
Go, 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 go!